Send your loudest guy out!
Deirdre Creed is just a few pounds shy of 100. But don't let her petite build and golden locks fool you. She is dangerous.
I feel pain, but usually if you're the one on top, you're the one inflicting the pain.
At a recent wrestling practice, Dee Dee faces her opponent. She crouches low with outstretched arms, and when the whistle blows, she lunges forward and hooks a knee, knocking her opponent to the ground. It's over fast.
I'd always feel good because I'd always be the underdog because I was the girl, so it always feel extra special to win.
Since there isn't a girls' wrestling team, Dee Dee wrestles boys. She's a senior and just competed in the last state tournament of her high school career. But she hopes the younger girls on her team will someday compete in a girls-only season. This idea is not far-fetched. The Alaska School Activities Board is reviewing a proposal to create a girls-sanctioned tournament. If approved, it will be thanks to this guy.
My name is Mike Kimber, and I'm the wrestling coach at Mount Edgecombe High School.
One, two, three, four.
At practice, Kimber stands at the center of the mat, barking out drills. He's wearing a t-shirt that says, Girl Wrestlers Rule.
Push-ups.
Kimber has coached the Mount Edgecombe wrestling team for 15 seasons. He started recruiting girls in his second year. While Mount Edgecombe isn't the only team in Alaska with girls, they likely have the most. Kimber estimates he coaches 26 girls. 19 made it to regionals.
Matter of fact, my first nationally ranked wrestler was a girl, a young lady from Cold Bay named Sonia Maxwell. She qualified for the state tournament at 189 pounds against boys.
Kimber is also a Mount Edgecombe wrestling alum. When he competed, there were only a few girls on the team. Kimber remembers a time when schools would forfeit matches if girls came to wrestle. Now there's a lot less resistance, but it's still hard to shake the stereotypes.
You know, I think probably the part that's most surprising is when you come around and see people and they go, really, girls wrestle? When we go on our trips, oh, so you guys are managers? And I go, no, they're wrestlers. What do you mean they're wrestlers?
Kimber loves the sport and is adamant that it needs girls to grow. His father coached girls, and his daughter is a star wrestler. He has high but equal expectations for all his wrestlers. That kind of equality is appealing to the girls. They feel supported and challenged.
I much rather enjoy coaching girls than the boys sometimes. People say, oh, there's so much drama with girls, but really the drama on our team, it usually centers around the boys and very little around the girls.
The person that might have the most insight on how girls and boys approach the sport differently is Dee Dee's twin brother, Trevor. The pair have been wrestling for as long as they can remember.
I'm bigger, I can muscle around. So she has to like trick me by maybe push my head another direction, go that other direction. So she has to use her mind more than she wrestles.
It looks like girls wrestling is in Alaska's future. Kimber was the first to petition the Alaska School Activities Board to create a girls' wrestling season. And at a board hearing in December, Kimber and other coaches around Southeast made a compelling case. Andrew Frisky, the Southeast representative on the Alaska School Activities Board, says the idea of girls' wrestling isn't a hard sell.
These are coaches that have been around for 15, 20 years, and they said it's a no-brainer for them to start girls wrestling. And they think with more girls, there's going to be more boys that come out, they're going to have a stronger program.
But there are still some hurdles, and the board wants to make sure they weigh the financial implications and logistics of a new state tournament. In the end, the board decided to back a proposal where girls would continue to compete against boys throughout the season, but the regional and state tournament would be girls-sanctioned. As for Dee Dee, she hopes to continue wrestling in college. Her performance at state caught the eye of recruiters, winning her an invitation to represent Alaska at this year's Arctic Winter Games. That's a first for a Mount Edgecombe girl wrestler. For AK, I'm Emily Foreman.